All right, we have a bit of an announcement here. Joe, you want to talk about this t-shirt design contest that's going on?
Yes, I do. Open submission to anybody listening or a friend of a friend. Pass it along. You got a design you want to make for a t-shirt, something that you've heard on the show that you want to live in perpetuity in an image? We'll send it to your name here at alchemythis.com. Submissions will be done by November 15th. And then our Patreon members are going to be able to vote on which design they like the best, and that one's going to get put on a shirt.
Wait, Joey, does that mean we'll have shirts available just in time for the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing idea. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And James, you're making sure that we have a shirt available at, where is it going to be located?
Are you okay, James?
It's going to be located, you can get it at the Patreon page, and we'll get a link up that will be put in all the different places.
Okay, so submit your designs for a new shirt. We're going to do as many as we approve and love, and then the Patreon members will weigh in and vote as well. Their votes will cast along with ours, and we'll pick ourselves some brilliant artists. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, and for the first time in 81 shows, I'm reading this from an iPad, not burning trees.
Wow.
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? The nature of my emergency? Well, gosh, where do I begin? Let's go with politicians for 400. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, since apparently it's a legit option, would you rather have a bird in the hand or two in the bush?
The bush.
Whoa, you want to have two birds in your bush?
Yeah, I do. I'd love that.
Holy shit.
That would be amazing.
Thanks, Joey.
It's fucked up.
I'd like both options. What I'd like one in my hand and two in my bush. I'd like three birds, Kevin.
If I may,
I know just where I'll put them.
your actual bush was not on the table, as it were.
It's a primrose situation.
That's
the garden.
Past the Kleenex. James Eaney just stepped through the portal of my heart. Jinky Jam Jam. Can a monkey drive a car, and if so, how long before they're working for Uber?
Well, if they have a Tesla, there's nothing stopping them from being able to. I mean, you just need to be able to put your hands in the wheel for seconds at a time, right, Kevin?
That's right, because the little thing comes on the screen and says, please touch the wheel.
I would not have any fear of a Tesla with a monkey behind. In fact, I'd enjoy it.
Wait, does your car drive itself for real?
Well, they all do, but they don't stop at stop signs or stop lights.
They don't?
No, because they want you to stay engaged.
Can I take back my thing with the monkey? I don't want to.
No!
Oh, shit!
Kevin drives a Honda Fit.
Flip the page and please let Chris Alvarado in.
I do.
Sir Alves,
I love it.
What does it actually sound like when doves cry?
It sounds like... it's the same noise that Joey Greer makes when he comes.
What the fuck, dude?
I've heard them both, and they're very
Jesus
similar.
Christ.
Hey, the guy's just being honest. Why do you got
to... Hey, keep your ear close enough to my bush, you'll find out, honey.
There it is.
A little turkey or something.
Well, that is what it sounds like when he comes.
And last but mayor, freak flag, never fly if you think him least. It's Joey Greer, Greer near, far, and forgotten. What time can you pick me up tonight for Fuckfest 19?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, I have to push. I'm not going to be able to make tonight, honestly.
What?
Yeah, no, I got a...
For Fuckfest 19?
I know, my hammy's all tight. I'm going to make it for the weekend,
okay,
but I can't make it for the
opening
ceremony.
Will your hammy be loose by the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
A little milk bath.
We want to further our announcement that you may have already heard and invite you to the VIP member of our new Patreon page, fairly new at this point, live video meetups with the cast, bonus episodes like the live shows from Westside Comedy Theater. There's a phone number just for VIP members. You can call in, leave a message, a question, a request, whatever.
All topless Alvarado content all the time.
That's right. If that's your request.
Listen, if somebody pays
the premium.
The premium.
Yes.
Top dollar. You'll get, top dollar means topless, Chris.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's all I'm saying, doggy.
You heard it here live.
You'll be disappointed.
And also attend one of our regular live Q&A meetups. So those going to, actually, they're not going to go live. We're going to record them. Is that right, James?
Are you talking about on Sundays?
Yeah.
I mean, the goal is to be live, but
eventually.
Maybe not this weekend because this won't come out. The announcement for it being live will be so later. But yeah, eventually Sundays we'll have meetups.
It's probably already live by the time they're hearing this. Or is this the one we're going to cut and oh god, no,
no we'll never know.
Yeah, we can cut it. So like, you know.
I'm taking my shirt off.
Okay, shirt's coming off.
Woo!
It's an opportunity to be creatively involved in our weekly episodes, as only VIP members will be able to. All kinds of cool shit. So please, if you want to be a Supercore fan, join our Patreon page. Yeah, yeah. Our first scene, like all of our scenes, came from one of you, the listeners. If you'd like to submit your scene suggestion, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Stian. That's how it's pronounced. Stian. He's from Norway.
Oh, Stian.
Jeez.
Thanks.
Just write to him up it. We just go. who wrote Hiya? I've heard all your episodes, especially like Vanessa's crack whore voice. Everyone has a different description.
Wow.
I don't know which one that is.
That one right now. This one.
The crack whore voice.
And the confused, generally ignorant Marvin McHugh from the concierge sketch. Well, Chris, you were the concierge in that sketch.
Yeah, but I wasn't Marvin McHugh.
No, but you were Marvin McHugh adjacent. Maybe sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, some say I set up that alley-oop, but you know, I don't know.
Some do.
I don't know. Some people. So
you lead the league in assists.
That's right.
I think
that's
everyone knows that. My suggestion. He goes on a cruise ship. With American tourists passing through a Norwegian fjord. Suddenly face a catastrophic threat. A select few of the passengers and crew are let in on the situation and must save everyone else. And please, if you're trying to do a Norwegian accent, at least don't do a German one. All right, so if anyone wants to try a little Norwegian.
I don't like that being set up for us to fail.
Stian from Norway.
Margaritas.
Now move to the left. Now move to the right.
My right.
Can we get tickets for that?
Thank you. Two times. Okay.
Hey, Sean. Sean, I'm sorry to break it.
One second. Water slide time.
What's up? Sean, I'm sorry to break this up.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to let you know that some of the other bunkmates and I have got together, and we've asked you to switch bunks.
Not again.
Yeah.
Not again.
Sean, I'm sorry. Okay, you're taking up too much space.
I'm bringing the positivity. I've been better.
On the deck, but below deck?
Do we have any lingonberries?
Hey, hello. What do you need?
Lingonberries.
Okay, open your mouth.
No.
Catch it.
Oh, there you go.
Sean, are you keeping those lingonberries in your pocket?
Two times now. What?
Are you just keeping them? No, that's you're going to poison them.
What? How?
What are you talking? The pesticides in your pants.
This isn't. This feels like a personal attack.
Sean, hey, I can't be more clear that it is.
I'm assistant activities director.
Assistant, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of other activities besides teaching people how to dance and throwing beads of fruit at them.
Do we have a problem here?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, actually, we do, ma'am.
I don't want to be called ma'am.
Sir.
I don't want to be called sir either.
Janet.
Thank you.
Janet, everything's fine. As you can tell, the passengers are having a great time.
Joseph!
You see that?
Everyone seems a little hyped up, and you two are arguing. Arguing on the deck where everyone can see you.
Sorry, Janet. I we just need a bunk switch. That's all.
A bunk switch? Yeah. Have you put in through the proper channel?
Yes, I have.
Who's switching?
Yes, I have. Sean is switching.
I am not signing a bunk switch.
Whoa. This is the fourth time we've had you be requested to...
Janet?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the bunk switches in Sector 4?
I wish I could, Tim.
We've had 17.
I wish I could tell you about them, Tim.
Well, but they're happening in your area, so...
They are happening in my area.
Tell me what you know.
I'm not responsible.
Sure.
I'm trying to engender a really positive relationship, and I'm being super positive, and I would love to have your job one day. There's this... You know, I think Sean is a problem.
You had my job, what would you say to Janet standing in front of me?
I'd say you're in deep shit, honey.
That's right.
I know. Yeah. I know how this looks.
Okay.
Doesn't look good, but I got to say, Sean's the problem, and I think we should kill him.
Kill him?
I don't want to tell anyone but you that, and I think we should cover it up, but I do think he's
got to... I just have to say that I was listening in.
Oh!
Excuse me, I heard you talking about killing somebody on the ship.
I didn't say killing.
That's what she meant.
No, I think there's a language barrier because you have that stupid voice. I said...
No, I don't think so.
Do you work on the ship, sir?
I'm the captain of the ship. This is my ship.
Why are you wearing a propeller hat?
It makes it better for me to keep my... I know which way the wind is blowing. If I look at how far the... propeller moves in one direction.
That's not how propellers work.
It sure does.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, sir, that you overheard that, but Janet is looking over Sector 4 through 9, and there's
I'm familiar with the section.
problems, and we didn't want to bring them to the captain. This is the first time I've met the captain.
Yes, me too.
So I usually stay behind the door. It's locked.
Right, so why did you venture out this time?
Well, I like to get the taste of what's going on in the ship.
Since when?
Sean's a big problem. Lock the door. Lock the door, Captain. Okay. Sean is a big problem.
Janet is suggesting we dispose with Sean.
We've gotten 17 requests for him to be moved. 17? I don't know what else to do.
He could technically fall overboard. Is that a thing still?
Well, let's take a look at this map here. Let's unfold it. Okay. We're about to go into an area that I think would be easy to lose a body.
Oh, is it a fjord?
It's a fjord. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yes. So once we get to the fjord, yeah, all we need to do is get a distraction, and then we can push this.
Yeah, let me get some more chicken fingers. I don't know what's going on, man. I mean, the captain's fucking crazy. He doesn't understand wind, propulsion, or even anything else. I've been telling him for weeks that the radiators are going to overheat. The giant radiator in the center of the ship fuels the whole damn thing. It's going to blow.
No habla inglés.
That's why I love you, man. Let me get some more chicken fingers. It's just crazy. It's like we got 12,000 people aboard this ship. And every single one of them's lives are in the palm of a hand of a guy who wears propeller hats, propeller pants. You know he's got propellers all over his body. You know that to check the wind. Does that make any goddamn sense to you, huh?
But light.
Yeah, I'll take one of those. And the thing that just irks my Burke all the way up the stock is that there's just no way to get through to the guy.
I'm 86 the chicken fingers.
No más?
86, no más.
¿Por qué?
Porque no dinero.
Cállate.
Sí.
You know,
no siento.
Do you guys really speak Spanish?
¿Qué?
Feels like you're just using like a few words.
¿Qué?
I'm just like, I'm overhearing and it feels like fake.
¿Qué pasó?
I think that you don't want to talk to that man and you're pretending.
Hey, Julian, why don't you get us a bucket of fries, huh? How are you?
I'm okay.
Saw you talking to my buddy Julian there.
I don't think your buddy likes you.
Come on.
He's pretending he doesn't speak English, but I'm like really sure he does. He listens to direction really well, and he doesn't speak full sentences of Spanish.
So you're a guest on the ship, huh?
Yes.
That's great.
Have you noticed the boat is like drifting in weird ways?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I'm on the observation deck driving it around. And
what?
The radiator is going to blow up. I shouldn't be telling you.
What?
Papas fritas.
Thank you. Can we get some ketchup?
Wait, the radiator's going to blow up? What are you doing on the observation deck?
Wait,
you're
what's
steering
happening?
The boat?
What's happening?
You're drunk. Oh, my God.
Do you mind if I feed you?
No, I do.
Oh, shit. Juanito. Oh, shit. We're fucked. Okay, everybody, it's the chicken dance time.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
But I'm like dancing.
Oh, please let the Scott to sleep.
There's smoke coming from up back.
Because we're making it hot. Okay. Everybody now, hot. Now, listen, guys, I am Sean. I am the assistant activities director here today.
Sean, there's an emergency of the starboard hull.
Okay, Janet, I'm not moving out of my bunk right now.
You have to see this. You love animals. There's a porpoise stuck in the fjord.
A porpoise? Give me 1 second. All right, everybody, I need you all to play a game of Simon Says as I leave, okay? Simon Says, close your eyes. Okay, where is it, Janet?
Right this
Where's
way.
Where's the porpoise?
Right this way.
Jesus, your ass looks great.
Oh, you can't say that to me. Look,
sorry.
It's over there. Look down. Look what? Further down.
And now we get to get a good push.
I'm a dolphin.
And that is the. Now we've gotten rid of Sean. That should be good, right?
Sir, are you from Norway or Italy?
I'm from Norway.
Okay.
This is a Norwegian accent. You don't want me to speak in Norway. If you hear my native language, it would just make no sense to you.
Your native language is
Norwegian? Oh, my God.
Norway
we killed the man. We killed the man.
That was your suggestion.
Tim, you're worried about his accent. We just killed Sean.
From your suggestion.
We killed him.
There is a chance that the dolphins will take care of him.
There's no dolphin, you fucking idiot. That was my excuse to get him to look
what?
Over there.
There is no dolphin. I could have swore I heard one.
That was this little sound thing.
Do it again. Oh, that's really good.
I press the button and it makes that noise.
That's a really good one.
What? Why does it smell like smoke?
Oh.
Probably a fire. Usually fire is causes smoke.
Do you have any machines, any gadgets, any whistle bombs that can tell us where the smoke's coming from?
Your propellers are all spinning really fast.
Well, let's follow the propellers.
The gauge is going off the goddamn map here. I need to turn that wheel 15 degrees north now. We need to put more coal inside this goddamn radiator. Now I need to move all those towels and those wet blankets out of here. They're doused in gasoline.
No entiendo.
Everyone move now. We gotta press ourselves against the wall. Those pylons are gonna blow.
It looks like this is where the smoke is coming from, guys. What's going on in here?
We killed Sean.
What?
We killed
Stop
Sean.
Stop telling everyone.
What? Who gives a goddamn lie? I need your help right now. I need a giant wrench.
How big?
Giant wrench.
How? What's giant?
2-3 times the size of a man.
Shots.
The passengers don't know what's going on. We've got to keep them out of this. And I need to send one of you in there to keep them. And I got, Captain, I got to tell you, your personality is pretty spectacular.
And you want me to go down there and take care of the passengers?
We killed a man and the boat's on fire. We've killed a man in the boat's on fire.
Well, obviously not for her. Okay, I'll go out there and I'll talk to him. All right, everybody. It's a special moment.
My God, it's the captain!
You can tell by all the propellers on me. So, this is what you guys must all have lost Simon Says.
Hey, Captain, I got a question. My wife and I was playing that Simon Says game. We had our eyes closed for quite a while. She kept bumping into people, so we opened her eyes.
Oh, well, that means you lose.
Well, that's fine. We're fine with losing. We're used to it. We smell smoke, though. We're wondering if you
guys... We smell smoke.
Where there's smoke, there's...
fire.
Usually.
Or ribs.
Ribs, too.
And is it ribs? That's exactly what it is. Ribs. Yes.
We would prefer if it was ribs.
It's ribs. Alcohol.
Ribs. Oh, it's, yeah. Yeah, I like
if
that.
If it was alcohol.
Where there's smoke.
There's alcohol.
There's alky.
What if I was to say they were bourbon-soaked ribs, and it's going to be alcohol and ribs?
Don't say that again. It sounds weird.
Bourbon-soaked ribs?
Yeah, that sounds kind of goofy.
Yeah, it sounds goofy.
Where are you from, Cap?
Norwegia. You know these things. I'm the captain of this Norwegian cruise.
Norwegia. I ain't no such thing as Norwegia.
You mean Norway?
Yeah,
you're
that's the one.
You dumb little man, aren't you, with all your spinning things?
These are propellers.
Why don't you come clean with us, Cap?
Where you from, man? You sound like you're from Sicily or something.
Sicily? No.
I was thinking Sherman Oaks, California.
Oh, look, no. Cap, if you got a problem here in this boat, we're all mechanics. We'd be happy to
fix anything. I'm also a ninja.
We got a ninja and three mechanics. What do you need?
Well, honestly, the last thing that I heard is I need a wrench 3 times the size of... Uh-oh.
It's blowing! The whole thing
it's time
blowing.
To go, everybody! It's time to go!
Oh, shit! Wait. Who the hell's that coming out of the water?
He's riding a dolphin!
Motherfuckers!
That's Sean?
It's Sean!
Where'd he get that gun?
That dolphin can't survive on the deck!
Yes, he can. I just found out a couple things. One, I am no longer assistant activities director. I am full-time activities director. And two, my friend Dolphin Man here is pretty cool. So, what's the issue?
I didn't kill a man.
Are you?
I'm innocent.
Go.
Punch the shit out of him with that gun. Oh, my God. Okay, Sean, look, man, my bad. I didn't know. Oh,
is this boat under attack? Do y'all need a ninja? Damn, I killed a dolphin.
No, the dolphin. Inside the dolphin, though, there's tinier dolphins. Oh, my God, it was pregnant.
That's what we call a baby dolphin.
None of this would have happened if you didn't ask me to leave the bunk.
I'm so sorry.
Put the barrel of this gun in your mouth. Suck that thing. Suck that thing. There you go.
And my fantasy has come true of a pregnant dolphin dying at the end of a sketch.
Oh my gosh, man. That was really
that
was scary.
Oh, that was fucked up? That was it?
I'm sorry.
You killed a person in that sketch, right?
No, cool. I don't remember doing that. I tried to, but you came back.
We'd like to thank one of our sponsors today, Away. Thoughtful luggage for modern travel. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase, crafted it with features that make travel more seamless. Now, they offer a range of essentials that solve real travel problems. So all you have to think about is where you're headed next, because getting away means getting more out of every trip to come. Away knows that everyone has a different travel style. That's why they make their carry-on in an array of colors, two sizes, two materials, a strong yet flexible polycarbonate and
Take your time.
Okay, let me try this. Anodized?
Yeah, you got it.
Anodized?
Yeah.
Anodized aluminum?
Good job.
Craig, is that right?
and an anodized aluminum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and that's my new vocal warm-up.
And anodized aluminum. And anodized aluminum. All right, James, you want to take it?
Well, the carry-on, one of the fantastic features is that it has four 360-degree spinning wheels. It guarantees a smooth ride. If you're trying to dodge human beings on your run through the airport terminal, you can go left, you can go right. You don't. These wheels are going to spin 360 degrees, period.
So it's a guaranteed smooth ride?
Yeah.
Joey, you had something you wanted
to say. Yeah, I got some stuff I got to say.
Okay.
All right, these suitcases are designed for a lifetime. That's a fact. If anything breaks, they're going to fix it. So guess what? I'm not saying break something on it, but if you do, or someone else does, they'll replace it. You get a 100-day trial on everything Away makes.
100-day.
100-day. So travel for 100 days. I don't care. Quit your job. Sell your family. Do whatever you got to do. It's free shipping on these bad boys, too.
Vanessa?
Well, what I like, and call me practical. You're practical. I like the removable laundry bag.
Yes.
Because you can separate your dirty clothes. Mm. I'm always in a hotel room scrounging for that dry cleaner bag they leave in the thing.
And they're not always there.
No, they're not always there, and they're not big enough. So
no.
This is, let's keep it all separated. Let's keep it clean so we can have a nice trip. Yeah, animals.
Now, Chris, you have one of these.
I have one. I have the bigger carry-on.
Oh, yes, he does.
It's honestly the perfect bag. The design is insane. The attention to detail is just out of this world.
There's some great removable charger for your phone.
That's right. So it has a charger. You can just plug your phone in when you're waiting at the airport. And if you do one of those things, which is what I do to avoid checking a bag on, because it's small enough to be a carry-on, right?
Right.
And then when they say, hey, we're asking for bags to be checked on for free, right? I always volunteer mine, and then I can just hit the eject and take the charger right out of there. Also, the colors are so subtle and nice. I know that sounds weird, but sometimes I see these ugly-ass things at the airport, and these are just clean, clean, clean.
All right. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/alchemy and use promo code alchemy during checkout. That's for $20 off a suitcase. Visit awaytravel.com/alchemy using promo code alchemy during checkout. Thank you, Away. Scene 2 comes from Jason, who wrote, Hi, Second Family. Let's get this out of the way. James Heaney, the best. Fuck everyone else.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That's aggressive.
I don't understand this culture that we've created.
Very aggressive. I don't know. Have I created? I don't think I created.
You're a cult leader, dude.
I'm a teacher in Australia, and I travel a lot. After discovering your podcast, I find myself looking forward to long trips because I get to lose my shit, which makes me think you all have probably caused accidents, you monsters. Recently, on a school excursion, I was ignoring my students to get my alchemy on. Listening to James Heaney as a toilet paper company's CEO getting overly excited by a quote-unquote winding machine made me silently convulse so much that the other teachers and students thought I was suffering a medical condition. Here's my scene suggestion. A day in the classroom, except the teacher is a child and the students are grown-ups. That's it. Have fun. I lied. I love you all, although James Heaney is best. James, thanks. And from Jason T.
Yeah, so I was just
supposed to sit in these chairs?
I don't know.
The espresso is shit.
Two miles left of it, and then I think so. We're the build up.
Did one
more.
Of you bring?
But if it's like,
what?
If it's
bring
not,
your child.
If it's not,
I didn't
all
bring
there,
my child.
We gotta make sure that
that's why guy I'm fucking signing up for this class. So I don't have to bring my kid.
Why is this little kid here?
We just build around it if that's the problem. If that's what we want to.
Excuse me, pal. You on a call?
Yeah, I am on a call.
Okay, so we're trying to start a class.
Does anyone have a corkscrew?
Yeah, well, it's not started yet. So when it starts, I'll get off.
Do you have a corkscrew?
Okay, cool.
I mean, I have one. I have a Swiss Army.
Just so we're all privy to your conversation.
Can I open a bottle of wine with that?
Well, aren't you blessed?
Are you doing that now?
All right, class. I need everybody. Could everybody please just calm down? I'm about to teach an important class.
What's happening?
What's up, little guy?
What's this?
Hi, I'm substitute teaching for the normal professor that usually teaches this class.
What's your name?
My name is Bobby.
And Bobby, what makes you think you're qualified to teach us? We're grown-ups.
Well, I was hired through a vigorous interview process, and I've been chosen as one of
If this is a prank show, I'm suing the school.
Yeah, if this is a prank show, I'm going to kick your ass.
I haven't signed any kind of release form. I don't want to be on reality television again. It already ruined my life once.
What makes...
Were you on Where's the Hamster? She was on Where's the Hamster.
I was on Where's the Hamster and it ruined my life once. And
I thought you said Where's the Hamptons. That one I love.
Oh, that's a great one. Where's the Hamster was just so fucked up.
This is your time. I'm getting paid either way. So if you guys don't want to learn, then you don't want to learn.
Excuse me. What was your name again?
My name's Bobby.
Bobby, it's just hard for us to believe that you are going to help teach us build websites.
You know what I mean? He's not wrong.
I know.
Is it Dave?
Yeah, it's Dave.
Dave.
Hey,
my name's Dave, too.
Thank you.
Carl. Dave's made a hell of a point, Bobby. Me?
It's a real boys club in here.
Well, Dave, I don't understand.
Are you talking to me?
Does anyone have a lighter?
I do, right here.
Listen, thank you. I need you guys to concentrate because I am a webmaster, okay?
Are you just huffing the lighter?
If computers are like a second language, I've been speaking this language since I was born. No smoking in this class.
I'm not smoking. I'm huffing the lighter.
How old are you, Bobby?
I am 13.
Okay.
I'm 13 years old.
What?
13?
Why do you talk like a baby?
You talk like a baby.
Oh, you're 13. That makes sense. Yeah, for God's sake, you should have gone through 13 puberty.
13-year-olds are like full people. You're like a
little... Oh, wait a second. Wait, a baby's walking in.
Oh, shit.
Is that your kid, Bobby?
It's not my kid. It's my little brother. My little brother. Oh, he doesn't speak.
This is a shit show. Is this an accredited university?
I'll tell you
it
what.
It was.
I'll go straight to the dark web, and you guys' lives will all be over.
Bobby, you can teach us how to get to the dark web?
I mean, yeah, of course I can.
I'm
but
in.
This isn't a class
I'm
about this. This is Let's about go. Building a web.
Okay, I'm looking over your resume here,
yes.
And it says here that you're over 13.
I am.
Okay, well, we're not looking for that right now.
What?
We're looking for young young little boys and girls to teach.
That's illegal.
Is it? We're an accredited university.
I understand that. And I am a teacher with full certifications. I have my master's, my ED. What are you looking at me like that for?
It just seems that everything...
If you recognize me from a show...
Where's my hamster? Is that where I see you from? I've never seen someone expose their anus like that on TV.
It wasn't my choice.
So hold on, let me get this straight. You wanted to teach this class and now you're just taking this class?
I tried to teach it.
And now you're taking it?
Yeah.
That doesn't...
Why doesn't it make sense to you? I wanted in. I'm getting in.
Did you know our teacher was going to be 13?
I had my suspicions when the person who interviewed me said I was too old.
You are a little old.
Yeah. I'm 42.
Oof.
My name is Dave and his name is Dave.
No,
so
no,
get that
but
straight.
Listen, why did you tell me that? I don't need that.
You know Carl?
I'm familiar. Hi, Carl.
What's up?
Anyway, the man who interviewed me...
Said you were too old.
Carl?
Yes, please.
I
wish you would. My name is Dave. That guy's Dave.
I got it. Two Daves and a Carl and a tiny little toddler.
Bobby.
He's 13. How long is this break? Are we supposed to be on break for a while?
I guess.
Well, the man who interviewed me said he's looking for someone under 13.
Okay.
Under?
Okay. So listen, come in. Can I trust you guys?
Let's report.
Jesus.
I can do you one better than reporting it.
Oh, what are these envelopes? Why are you giving me these envelopes?
Look, it's a little money, okay? Just a little money for everybody.
$47.
Or I'm trying to do an expose.
That's how old you are.
Shut. I'm not 47. I'm 42.
Oh, my. I heard. I'm Dave.
Look at my skin. Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
What I want to do.
Expose,
okay? This is hush money for now. We're going to crack the story open. I'm going to get my life back on track.
Wait, so this is so we don't talk?
This is so we don't talk until I publish the expose that's going to get my life back on track.
All
okay?
right, guys, that was the break, and now it's time
They're
to get right into
children.
The next thing. Oh. Excuse me, what was that?
I said, I wish I could have children.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They're a blessing. I really blessed my parents. They're so proud of me.
What's your brother's name?
My brother's name is, we call him Tigger. He doesn't speak very well
is
yet.
Is he your teacher's assistant?
No, I just have to babysit him because my...
While you teach us.
I am so sorry. Are you not okay with having a child in the classroom?
I'm not.
This baby is making eye contact with me right now.
Dave.
I don't know my name.
Okay, let me pick up my brother.
I think it knows my name.
Wait, it could be... Are you talking to me or that Dave?
Dave.
Which Dave?
Dave.
Which Dave?
Dave.
Baby, which Dave?
Dave.
What secrets do you know, baby?
I'm going to have to put...
Don't you touch that baby. Have you seen Baby Geniuses? A child knows everything up to a certain point, and then once they crest that point,
that's
they forget all...
That's not the story. That is not the story.
That's Baby Geniuses. That's Baby Geniuses. I got to take this baby. Bobby, I'm sorry. I got to take this baby.
Hey, come back.
How much for this baby?
Dang.
All right, turn it over.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, upside down. Hold it by its feet, please.
Can we do this quick, man? Come on. I just want to get to the tables. How much for the baby?
All right. Let's see. I can give you
$35,000. $35,000. Are you serious? You're going to lowball my ass?
Cash. Okay, right now, cash.
I'll do 50 grand minimum.
50.
It's a baby.
I got to make a dollar over here.
It's a baby genius.
$41,000 cash.
$32,000
it is.
There you go.
Okay.
No.
Hey, babe, are you sleeping, sweetheart?
I was sleeping.
Oh, shit. I just want to let you know I'm home from class. Remember,
Remember when you were saying that you wouldn't sleep with me because you don't respect me because I don't do much with my life, but I am in that web building class and I thought maybe that would turn you on.
Hey, Dave, that relationship you have is creepy as shit, man.
It's not.
I mean, I know she's of age, but she sounds like a toddler. She just sounds like a baby. It's creepy. No,
that's her night voice.
It's weird,
when
man.
When she clears her throat, it's better.
All right, man. Because every time we've hung out with the Buffalo Wild Wings, that's how she talks.
Because it's nighttime when we hang out.
Hey, also, who are you to give him shit about how his girlfriend sounds?
Damn, Carl.
Hey, as a friend to a friend, I think I can do that.
Friend boo-boo. To a friend yeah. says, your boo-boo. Girlfriend sounds like an idiot.
No, I didn't say
that. Boo-boo. Oh,
there she is. You don't boo-boo. Think that sounds hey, weird, Carl? You don't think this is weird?
I think it's sexy as
boo-boo, we do din-din?
Are you fucking serious? Yeah, babe.
We do din-din.
Yeah, you're proud of me? Proud of me I'm in class?
Boo-boo.
Oh, see that? You want to say hi to Dave and Carl? That's my teacher over there. That's Bobby.
Carl, dude, your nipples are hard, dude.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding me?
All right, babe, I'll see you in a little bit.
See you, din din.
Okay.
Bye, boo boo.
Look at that, guys. See, I'm telling you, she didn't respect me for a very long time, right?
That woman is an idiot.
Yeah, she doesn't respect herself.
That woman
herself.
Is an idiot.
She doesn't respect herself.
What do you mean? How can you tell that?
She's got a little toddler's voice.
She's drooling.
First of all, maybe she's so intelligent. She's figured it all out.
Oh, she's a lady genius.
She's come back to the other side.
That's not what a lady genius. What are you talking about?
It's a lady genius.
Dave, where are you going?
I gotta go.
Don't take my wallet.
How much for this? How much for this lady genius?
Let's see. Turn around.
Hold her up by her feet.
Okay. All right. What are you thinking, Jerry?
37.
Are you shitting
$37,000 cash.
I'll do it for $60,000.
$60,000. This guy right here. I got to make a dollar. I got to make a buck.
29.
Hey, sorry about that. So you missed something. So it's control V.
Control V.
Yeah. Okay. So what is this for?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry, but you took my brother earlier.
There's no way to prove that.
No, I need him.
Bobby, Professor Bobby.
Yeah?
How long have you been teaching?
This is my first class, but don't think of me as a I'm good at it, and that's how I got the job, but this is my first
what
class.
What time's your mom picking you up?
She picks me up at 3:45.
Uh-huh. Did they hire you as a contractor, or?
I'm an independent contractor, but I could be a staff member as early as next year.
3:45 in the morning?
No.
What do you do after class? What do you do after this night?
Are you going to party, Bobby?
Get in the car, Bobby.
Okay.
Get in the car, come on.
Mom, people gave me a really hard time at school today.
Oh, yeah, you light this cigarette for me. I'm driving.
Okay. There.
No, they'll just suck on it a little bit, puff it up. Thank you. Oh, you don't like it?
No, I hate smoking. Whoop, whoop.
Uh-oh, cops.
That's the sound of the police.
Yeah, put this cocaine in your pants.
That's the sound of the police.
Just put this cocaine, put this mustard in your pants. All right?
Mustard?
No, mushrooms, not mustard.
Mushrooms.
Come in.
I'm not getting in the vehicle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just roll down the window. How are you?
Ma'am?
Yes?
A license and registration?
Okay, let me find it here. Put your seatbelt on. Let me just look for it really quick.
I saw that.
Take your seatbelt off.
I blocked that.
Take your seatbelt off. Take your seatbelt off.
How old are you?
Take your seatbelt off.
13.
And man, here we go. Let's go. Oh, fuck. Oh, Bobby. Oh, God. Bobby. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Bobby.
Listen. We here at the station all agree not to call you woman cop, lady cop, because you wanted to just be called cop officer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Terrific. And yet, you also begged us to put you on the 4 a.m. beat. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Which is typically one of the hardest beats to patrol. Great. So, once again, we trusted you.
You let
and once
me
again,
know where the problem is.
You pulled over somebody and they sped off.
That's on them.
Sergeant Tinkle?
Yes.
They ran over my fucking foot.
Yes?
We just have a text message from your wife.
Let me see. Okay. I am getting
you
late.
You handle his text messages?
It's none of your business, lady cop.
Hey.
Cop.
Hey.
All right. I want to respect you.
I want you to respect me.
You do a terrible job.
That is not on me.
Here's the good news. Your dash cam took a picture of the license plate. So we have the address of the perp.
I'm going to do a little house call.
Yes, please.
No.
Get your act together.
You get your act together. I'm sorry.
Off.
I'm sorry I said that.
Captain. Can I ask a question, please?
It's Captain. I couldn't remember what his title was.
Captain Tinkle.
Captain. Sergeant Tinkle or Captain?
To you, I'm your Sarge. Okay. Everyone else, I'm the Captain.
Where, do you work at the station, or are you an independent contractor? Just an assistant friend.
Just a friend.
Yes.
Captain Tinkle, I need a new partner.
Is it Sean?
Yeah.
We've already moved him three or four times already.
I understand, but I just can't deal with the constant nagging and complaining, you know. We're out there in the field. We got a job to do. We have to serve, right? We have to protect. And he's just complaining constantly.
About what?
Everything.
Excuse me. I've been waiting in the car.
There we go.
Hey, I've been waiting in the car. Listen, I've been waiting outside with the car running. That's wasting gas.
I said I wanted a couple of minutes with the captain.
Yeah, and I gave you a couple minutes. It's been like...
This Sunday on Fox, two cops on the beat that you need to see. Carl and Sean hit the streets.
Okay, I want to listen. In and out.
We go, we get a burger, fries, we're done, we get back on the street.
With the hottest arrest you've ever heard.
These fries are so good.
No, we don't have time for food right now. This is not the sexiest
arrest you've ever heard.
Put your clothes back on. You're not supposed to have clothes off. You're an officer, not a stripper.
I understand it was hot.
These arrests are going to get you off, I guarantee it.
Why are you wearing handcuffs?
I can't find the key, man!
But why did you put them on in the first place, Carl?
These arrests are gonna make you come, if you ask me.
Oh, that's disgusting. What are you doing in the car, Carl?
I'm trying to ask questions to the voiceover guy.
Hot shit, these arrests are getting me off.
Why does he editorialize? Why doesn't he just let people know what channel we're on and what time we're on?
Let me pause this, babe. This is insane.
I don't understand what we're watching.
So the cops can hear the voiceover.
The voiceover is happening live?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we watching?
Well, I mean, I...
Is this YouTube or TV?
I think it's internet for sure.
It says Fox, but it feels like internet.
He said come and
sex.
He did
say come. But you can say come because you could be spelling it like
C-O-M.
Not ejaculate.
Mm.
Sergeant Tinkle, I hate to be the guy that keeps complaining about Alexa. I know it gives you a bad name. Excuse me, lady cop.
Hey.
But anyways.
Hey.
Don't.
We've been having the ride along with the producers from the show, and they are distracting. I'm trying to be a police officer, and they're
all right, I hear you. The problem is.
You recasting?
Well,
I'm just a I'm cast.
Here's the deal.
You're cast.
I'm a cop cast member.
Well, you know what? You can get killed off at any minute. That's not a threat.
All right, guys. We're going to be casting for a new cop show on Fox. It's going to be premiering on Sundays.
Me.
Just wait for a sec. So just everyone, give me your headshots and resume. We're looking for somebody under 13 as a cop.
Tammy, did you get your lunch order in yet?
Not yet.
Okay, what would you like?
Let me get two hummus burgers. Uh-huh. I don't want any bun. I want that with a lettuce wrap.
Right.
Grilled onions, mushrooms, zucchini, and a little bit of asparagus. Okay,
protein just, all the way through the garden.
Exactly.
Under 13.
I'd have that too.
Okay, so let's just get right to it.
Do we get lunch in the bullpen? Are we in a bullpen?
You're just auditioning. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's just get you right into it.
I'm 12.
Great.
I feel like she's much older.
She sounds like a toddler though.
No, I'm 41.
So you're 41. It might work. Older to play younger.
So I like to audition.
Okay, great.
I love sports and I make my own Jello.
Awesome. Okay, great. So let's just get you in the scenario here. We have one of our fellow actors here is going to do a scene with you.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and
he's starting on page 3.
Okay,
page 3.
So okay. Do you have any questions? Do you understand what's going on?
Totally.
Okay, great. So this person right here is going to play a perp.
Yeah,
and he's.
I'm going to be filming your feet.
Great. Yeah, and so what he's been doing is been stuffing cadavers with drugs, just like in Bad Boys 2. Are you familiar?
I have the script right here.
Great. Okay. So there's certain ecstasy pills that have been stamped, and that's how we're going to find out where they are. I'm doing fine. And so you are in an autopsy room, a morgue, and you're in Miami, South Beach.
Jeez.
Okay. And
get it together.
All right.
And, he knows what he's reading.
Great. And there's and just like in the film, there's a cadaver with breasts that like it inappropriately touches. So
can we start the scene?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
And we're gonna start. When I start blinking, you start looking me in the eyes. When I start blinking, okay.
What time you get?
4.
Okay. You weren't supposed to be here till 4:30. What's up?
I'm early.
That's right. I was wondering why you were early.
This is pretty good.
Drugs.
Don't say that while he's auditioning.
Drugs.
You're early because of the drugs.
Is there just one line on each page?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that.
Listen.
Right. Yes.
I'm.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Let's do that again. Let's go from the top again. And this time.
Does he really have one word on every page?
Yes, yes. It's easier that way.
That's how he printed it. He can't figure the printer out.
It's easier?
It's not that I can't figure it out. Like, I took a class on this stuff. It's fine.
Who taught the class?
Yeah, this professor. He was old as shit. He didn't know what the... It doesn't matter. Look,
how old was he?
I don't know, like 90 Jeez, plus.
That's gotta go to Azusa.
What's there? You want me to go to that online college?
No, it's not online. It's in real life.
Really?
And they have professors as young as 13.
Are you serious?
Teaching you the most cutting edge approach to the dark web and other things.
Interesting.
Also, you should be able to figure out how to work that printer in no time. It's content so good it'll make you cum.
And that's scene two. Final scene today from Corey Hero. Hi, gang. I got my brother listening, so I did my part. Shout out to Ben.
Hey, here's, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Ben.
Thanks, Corey. We go back to the first moon landing mission. The astronauts have just taken off, but soon after takeoff, they realize that NASA engineers did not include a bathroom. Frantically, they are in touch with Houston to create such a device a la Apollo 13 and can't wait to hear what happens. P.S. I love you all equally. Aw.
That's great.
Aww.
From Corey. Now, Apollo,
wake up.
Houston.
Wake up, man.
Oh, shit.
Wake up. You can't be talking to him if you're asleep.
I gotta
Don't call him if you're asleep, man.
We've been on this for 37 hours.
This is Apollo. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Houston. We just want to make sure you fellas had that third meal and everything's a-okey-doke.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, well, that's coming from your end. That sound.
That's not me.
It's got to be from your end.
Oh, I found the.
Is that bad? Is that me?
Well, I don't know if it's bad or you, but how'd that third meal go? And
third meal went good. Third meal went good. We are eating our filet mignon, liquid filet mignon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, secret recipe.
Secret recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I hate to interrupt
second,
the call.
Fellas.
I can't seem to find the bathroom. I've checked, and this is the last door, and you're here. So it's not a bathroom.
Right. Where's the problem?
I need to use the restroom. I feel a little sick.
That's on you. I got what to do for you.
Okay.
Can we do a quick roll call of who's in the shuttle and who's in at Houston?
Why do we have to do that? I feel like it's obvious.
It's not for me. In? You know it's protocol. Every 32 hours.
Just look around the control center. You'll see who's there.
All right,
we're up in.
So I know you are. You have to say, when I call your name, you have to say space or Houston.
How many people? Why don't you just call the astronauts?
Why don't you look around yourself and see if any of us are there?
It's not for me. It's protocol. Okay, so when I call your name, please say either space or Houston.
Okay.
Here we go. Derek.
Space.
Thank you. Johanna.
Brisbane.
I'm sorry, did you say Derek was in space?
I'm in space.
Okay, because I'm on the Apollo 13 capsule. There's no Derek. Here. Is there another
sorry, real quick.
Capsule?
Johanna, you're in...
I'm in Brisbane.
Okay, you shouldn't be on this channel.
Oh, I didn't know. What were you talking about?
No, well, we have Apollo 71 over...
What is going on?
Coming over Brisbane. I think you guys are tracking Apollo 71.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay,
yeah.
One more time
we
here.
We are tracking.
Derek?
Yes, I'm in space.
Okay.
And there is an emergency.
Space. We're not there just yet.
Okay.
Johanna?
I'm in Brisbane.
Brisbane, okay.
Happy to be on the channel.
Spider.
Derek, did you get in contact with Houston?
I've been talking to them, and they are just doing roll call right now, so I have no answers.
Oh, man, I did something fucked up.
What did you do?
Oh, man, I did say fucked up.
What did you do?
I cut up Sean, and I peed inside him, man. I didn't know where to go, man. I didn't know where to go.
No.
Spider.
Houston.
No, you're in space.
I'm in space.
Okay, great.
Look, this test is flawed then. If that guy doesn't know where he is, we have to redo it.
Okay, well, okay, just real quick.
I don't think the test is flawed.
Where's Sean? Sean?
Space.
Sean was in space.
Okay, Johanna.
Can we just get a live feed on him?
Derek, I just want to... Derek speaking in space.
Yes.
This is an emergency, so if we could just skip this next name.
Oh, man, I did something fucked up, okay,
so that's spiders screaming, right?
Wait, who's taking roll call?
I am.
Space?
I did something fucked up.
We haven't gotten to me yet to find out.
Oh my god, I did something fucked up.
Hold on.
Is that spider?
You gotta be quiet.
That's gotta be spider.
Man,
that's spider.
Oh my god, dude, I cut his body up and then I beat
him. We're live with Houston. We're live with Houston.
Spider.
Oh my god, man.
Can you please? Okay.
Wait, what did Spider say?
I cut him, Sean, and I peed inside him. I cut him up.
Did Spider say he cut up Sean and Pete inside him?
They got a crazy sense of humor in space.
We're dealing with
it's very Australian, actually.
What?
We joke like that too.
Oh, good.
Well, let's hear from Sean.
For my history report, I did mine on the Apollo 71 mission.
There's no such thing. Sit down.
That did happen. No, it did happen.
Sit down. If anybody brings up any missions that they've heard their parents talk about that I don't have in this book, your ass is grass.
Mr. and Mrs. Morgan, thank you for coming into my office.
Yes, thank you. What's the emergency?
Well, the emergency is that your son is spitting some conspiracy theories to the class, and it's inappropriate.
Wait, slow down.
Well, the Apollo.
That's all my husband. That's my husband's
The
fault.
Apollo 71 mission?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Listen,
Tim, did you tell him?
Of course I told him.
Tim, it's important. He's studying in school. Tim, he's 10 years old, and it's not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, what's the matter with
him? He lost a good uncle on that.
Hi, Mrs. Meatloaf.
Yeah?
You know me. Of course I do.
You've worked with our family for... Oh, it's Sean, and you've gone way
it's
back.
It's about Sean.
Come inside.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's Dave. I'm Dave.
Please have a seat.
Okay. Why are we both here?
It's about
okay, it's
Sean.
It's okay. It's okay, Fifi. Okay. Should I sit down?
You should probably sit down.
Or you can stand.
Like
I said to you, I'm Dave. That's Dave.
Do you guys mind if we stand in the backyard,
Mrs. Meatloaf? Sean,
come with me. Let's go. I want to let Fifi out in the backyard. Okay. And just through this glass door. All right.
Sean is dead.
Oh my god.
But it gets a little bit worse.
God, are these crystals? Worse?
He didn't what? Die.
Are these crystal what? Or no? These
no,
plates.
Those aren't real crystal. No, oh, it's glass. Real. They look real. Those were from Sean's mom.
Sean didn't die in a respectable manner.
Oh, he was cut up and then peed inside of.
Really? He was cut up and then peed inside of. Dave.
Oh yeah. My God. Okay.
The other bad news is Spider.
Hey, neighbor, what's going on?
Okay, come here. You know what? I'm having a private conversation.
Do you know Sean?
Well, if you want to have private conversations, maybe you should fix your fence, like I mentioned, Mrs. Meatloaf.
I just thought we were going to
Who are these guys? You're going to gangbang
them? It's just Miss now. Her husband died.
Her husband's dead.
Sean?
Yeah, he
got cut up in the beat.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell everybody.
Guys, let's come back inside. I don't want to be in the backyard.
No, actually.
You know what? I don't want to be near your backyard, but you won't fix your damn fence, bitch.
Betty Jean, what's happening out here? You guys having a party without me?
I don't know what she's doing, but she's out there with some guys in suits. Rude tootooting. Sean got cut up and pissed in.
Oh, he did,
It's none of your guys' business. Come on,
if you don't want it to be
inside.
Our business, build your damn fence.
Okay, I will. I promise very soon.
And if your dog poops on my yard again, honey, I'm stuffing her.
Please don't.
Mommy, what? Why are you crying?
I'm crying. Let's go inside.
How old is your kid? How old is your child?
I'm 41.
41
months old. Yeah. 41 months old. 41 what? Months.
Why are you here?
Because your daddy got cut up and peed
himself. Hold on. Don't say it that way. It's okay.
I like tack.
Come inside. I don't want to have this out
is this,
here.
Is this crystal or is this fake crystal?
That's the same set
crystal?
Of...
No.
I'm just, this
the
is...
meatloaves do not have crystal. They can't even fix the damn fence. If you find out that's crystal, sell it to me.
Where do you think you are, cowboy?
I'm just
Where do you guys work? What are you
NASA.
Doing?
NASA. I work for...
NASA?
What's that?
That's a space program.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It stands for National Aeronautics Space and
Association.
Exactly. Come on, guys, let's come inside.
Just and the last.
Copy.
Stop talking to my neighbors. I want condolences.
Pleasure meeting you guys.
All right, great so to long. Meet y'all too. Have
so
a great day.
Long.
Come inside.
What's up, Gwyneth?
Oh, what are you doing inside my house?
Well, we're the neighbors. We live next door.
Oh.
You fix that damn fence, we don't have to come inside your house now, do we?
I guess should we just go in the kitchen? We'll just go in the kitchen.
I guess we misunderstood. We thought you were inviting everybody.
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave?
Can we please go inside?
Go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
No, I was trying to get away from you guys. My husband, I just found out his
dog. Your dog just got hit by a car.
So what do you want to eat?
Well, I want to leave. She's crying.
I understand that, but we got a job to do, okay?
Well, you already did the job. Why are you going through her pantry?
Where does it keep the bread? That's what I'm looking for. Usually
Dave,
it's out.
Dave, yep. Dave, let's beat it.
Dave, we got to hang for a bit. What we got a job to do. We're from NASA.
By the way, did you see that neighbor?
Which one?
The one that's all like,
which one was that?
The one she's like, what's up?
I don't know. Did we meet them or no?
Yeah, we met them.
I don't think I met.
So listen, we're gonna head out soon.
Where do you keep your meat? Which drawer do you have your meat in?
Well, I have everything's in the fridge. The two in the bottom fridge. Drawers.
Thank you,
guys. Don't eat my food.
Are you making sandwiches?
I am making sandwiches. Would you like one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Wait, tell me what happened to my daddy again.
Let me just put you up on this counter. Okay. Now, is this a gas stove? Yes, it is.
Ouch. I buzzed my booty.
All right. Well, do you know what space travel is?
Yes, that's what my daddy does.
Okay. Very well, he did. So what happened was out in space, we forgot to put a little pee-pee room.
Spider, what's up, man? You call me?
Yeah. What's going on, man, huh?
Nothing, just, I just got done talking to my wife and my little baby girl.
Yeah.
What's up, you look a little weird, dude.
I just got pissed bad, man.
Oh, you know what, I can't find the bathroom anymore.
I just got pissed bad, man.
That's crazy.
And Apollo 71 is Houston, say. Apollo 71, do you copy?
Yep, copy, we are good.
So why don't you hang on that up for a second, huh?
Okay, what'd you call me?
So why don't you hang that up for a second, man, your body looks like a little pee-pee room, huh?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, I'll tell you what, inside it is like cavernous and waiting for urine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna grab some of this astronaut ice.
And so that's all the audio recordings we have.
Oh, I wish you didn't share that with me. That's awful. I think that was the man who did it.
Oh no, we know it is.
Well, are you gonna retrieve him or
that's
like,
an American hero. We're not gonna arrest him now.
He's an astronaut, so laws don't apply to him.
But we can't have you talk about the mission because it's
top secret. Can't have you have a refrigerator without.
Oh shit, the beef.
What?
Oh, fucking burning it.
Ouchie.
Get off the stove.
That's my son.
Oh, shit.
My son.
Fuck, I thought it was your daughter.
I'm a girl.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so upset.
God damn it. The fucking beef is burned.
All right, Dave. Hey, put the knife down, dude. Put the knife down. Get it away from Mrs. Milo.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What next? You're going to slice her up and pee inside of her?
I don't mind. I'll do it.
Don't do it.
Please don't do it.
Cut that kid up and that wife.
Ouch.
Milo, God damn.
Okay, that's just the boo-boo. Everything's fine. Everybody relax.
Dave, I just want to go over your last couple of house visits.
Sure, okay.
Me or him. Do you want me on the radio? No.
I'd love to have you on the radio.
Okay, great.
Who is that? Is that Johanna?
It's Johanna. In Brisbane.
I just need
Johanna. Anybody must think deeper than Johanna. Johanna.
They're big fans of yours, Johanna.
I've never heard that before.
No,
you serious?
Not an actual song.
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm talking to Dave Jones.
Oh.
Wait, who's in space?
At this point, we've lost track of who's in space.
I think it's easy to figure out.
I mean, Spider's still up there.
Who's in space?
Who did that funny voice?
That was Dave Jones.
That was me.
Dave, I didn't know you did funny voices.
Yeah, that's that's what I do.
Dave, I loved it so much.
Watch, I'll do it again. Who's in space?
It wasn't sound like the same.
It's different.
Johanna.
So you're saying you've never heard that?
I've never heard that. No, that was sarcastic.
I think so. Dave, what is your problem? If we could narrow it down. Let's go through the three things that are a problem. One.
What, you're asking me?
Sure.
There's two Daves. That's what I'm picking up.
Yep.
Both earthbound.
Yes. And they've been making house calls to a widow.
Okay.
And I'm getting horrible reports.
Well, I don't mind.
You tried to put a baby on a stove?
Yes. I was cooking.
He did.
Yes, but look, it's not our fault that we have to keep going back and talking to her, okay?
It's your job.
I know.
What do you mean it's not your fault?
That's exactly my point. It's not my fault. It's my job. We have to keep going back. We have to keep doing these house visits.
You don't keep going back to the same house?
Okay, I don't understand why next on the agenda is we have to go visit Spider's wife.
I'm not doing that.
And give her a medal?
No.
Yes.
It seems weird.
But before we do that, we're going to go to Mrs. Meatloaf.
No, you're not going back to Meatloaf.
Miss Meatloaf.
What are you doing back here?
Well, I'm already in. You don't got to knock. We just want you to know that Spider's wife is getting the medal.
What? Why?
Damn, that's salt in the wound.
Oh, what? Who are you?
He's getting the
I'm
heroes.
I'm your neighbor, idiot.
Oh my god, I'm so
Fix
sorry.
Fix that fence, dum-dum.
Oh, please,
You never
guys.
Told us to get out.
Mrs. Just, Meatloaf, we want to read what's going to be inscribed in the plaque.
Can I don't, cook these ribs or no?
Please don't cook the ribs. Those are for tomorrow. I'm having company.
So the guy that killed... Her husband,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting a medal.
Yeah, so
Damn.
It says to
Mrs.
the wife
Meatloaf,
of Spider.
That has got
Spider
thing.
Is a national hero for his
oh, no.
valor in slicing and dicing and peeing and
Oh my
no.
god. That can't be
That's
right.
A
that
lot to put on
so
a medal.
I set it at 4:25. I think for like 45 minutes will be good.
No, please.
Yeah. What are you cooking that meat?
Ribs.
Oh, I'd love some.
Cook them up for everybody.
What kind of sauce you using?
I do dry. I don't use any sauce.
Damn.
I let the meat speak for itself, so I hope it's good.
Yeah, I do dry too. My girlfriend Johanna loves when I do dry rubs. So.
You got a girlfriend?
You're dating Johanna?
Yeah, I mean,
Have you met her?
That's a crazy question to ask somebody you don't know. What do you mean?
Have you met
your girlfriend,
man?
Dude?
It seems
have you
like,
met your girlfriend?
What the well, hell's your problem?
You yeah, said she better not have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you said she was in Australia.
What is your deal, man?
No, you said hear him say
you're
she was in Australia.
What the hell is your deal, man?
What are you,
Wait a
what's
second.
Wrong?
Are you with SpaceX?
I might be.
What does SpaceX stand for?
Well, space.
Yep.
And then the X part is the X factor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
Wait,
not
Dwayne,
a...
Wait, Dwayne, are you in SpaceX?
Yeah. I don't
Shit.
Think you did, baby.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's kind of a secret mission.
I thought you made ink blotters.
No, we try to build urinals for spaceships.
Oh, we need
We
that.
Want to be on the cutting
yeah.
edge of space.
Wow. Hello, everybody. You're probably finding this moment strange.
Dave, what are you doing?
There's
put that
a speaker
megaphone
talking
down.
To you.
Dave, put the megaphone on.
You're all currently in space.
What?
This
Whoa.
Has all been a simulation.
What?
You are not actually in Altadena.
Dave, what are you doing?
This is the greatest You're... shits alive. We're in space, baby.
Dave, I'm not
We're
Dave.
We're in space?
I don't know how we got here.
Dude.
When we were asleep, did aliens abduct us?
I don't understand, Dave. What's going on?
Dave, look in the mirror.
Okay. Look in the mirror, Dave.
You're the one talking on the megaphone.
Oh, my God. I'm the one talking on the megaphone.
We know.
There's only one Dave.
Oh, my God.
Dave, There's put your pants on, Dave. Man.
There's only one
I gotta Dave. Pee so bad. I gotta pee so bad.
It's the strangest damn mission I've ever been on, baby. But if we survive, I want you to know I love you and our children.
I love you, too. This is a mission we're on?
Apparently.
My mind is blown, y'all.
I thought we were just coming over to visit a neighbor who didn't fix the damn fence.
Next so to- outside is space, too.
Apparently.
But it's all got to be on a ship because the outside looks like a yard.
I know.
Whoa.
How's that Apollo 31 going?
It's not going good. I think that my... spacemate who has killed one already. I think he needs to go to the bathroom again, and I fear for my life.
Okay, so not
so,
so not
could you
good.
Bring us back down to Earth?
What are you talking about?
Could you bring us back down like a recall?
My man, take off the headset for a bit, okay?
Did we agree, Joanna in Brisbane
yeah.
on the radio, did we agree that we're calling it spacemates?
I don't know what other word I can say. I've got to kind
well,
of
I just
keep
didn't
it low.
Know that was protocol for my first time hearing spacemates.
And note to myself, spacemates was the name of our final scene of the episode. I want to thank all of our alchemists today, starting with Chris Alvarado. Thank you so much, pal, for
You're
being
welcome.
In the studio. And shout out to whoever you'd like or whatever you'd like.
To all the lovely people out there.
I
oh,
agree.
Oh, wow.
So the not lovely people?
No,
they don't get a shout out.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Vanish?
I shout out to the not lovely.
Oh, let's cover all of them.
Yeah.
With love.
With love.
Yeah, absolutely. DynastyTypewriter.com?
Yes, absolutely. And Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram. And yeah, everyone that has is a great pet owner, I would give them mad props.
Oh, right on. James Heaney?
Thank you guys for tuning in, the lovelies, the unlovelies, but check out our Instagram because
oh,
Danny
yes.
has been killing it.
With... Now, when you say Danny, do you mean Joey Greer?
No.
I don't know
no.
what you keep saying. You must be out of your melamine.
Who's Danny? I don't know.
Danny's the guy holding the camera.
He's in
running
Chicago.
He runs our Instagram.
Oh. He's in New York.
Oh, he was in Chicago last week.
He's all over
on
the
business.
Place.
Oh, I didn't understand.
But our Instagram is
so
wonderful.
Danny's killing it.
Danny's
yeah.
killing it.
Okay.
So, and that's all you want to tell folks?
Yeah, just check it out.
Cool. Oh, and wait, can you also tell them to rate and review the show?
Oh, yeah, please rate and review the show. There's been some great, since Scroty Wayness, I don't remember his name, but so many other people have put in great reviews. You should just go and read the reviews. Sometimes they're fun to read.
Will you read us a couple when we do our meetup?
I would love to.
Let's do that.
I can't hear negative feedback.
Can you remember to do that? Bring some reviews?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Joey Greerman?
Yeah!
Jebby Grieber at the various social medias.
That's it, man. And I just released an album. I got a comedy album called Goodnight. Download it on Spotify, iTunes, wherever.
While iTunes is still a thing.
iTunes, yeah. If you have Apple Music, it's free. But Spotify, it's
Wait,
it's free.
Is iTunes a Jeopardy?
Going away.
Is that true?
Being discontinued.
Wait, is that real?
We'll talk about it next episode.
Bye.
Let's thank our engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
Our post-sign design artist, Rafael Brito. And iHeartMedia, thanks for the auspices, as always.
Oh, my God.
I'm your host, Kevin Pogg. Until next time.
Alchemy this.
Alchemy this.